The Volumes of Truth. Volume 6. Pangs. March 14, 2011. From the Lord, our God and Savior, the word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. What is the high branch of the palm tree, to that of the weeping willow? For they know not each other's place. Each bears seed after its own kind, yet the ground beneath remains unyielding. And without the rain, the leaf fades and the seed flees back into the dust of the ground, unable to rise again. Therefore are they cut down as the cedars. They are broken, and they are toppled, when calamity comes to claim them, washed away. And who will mourn their passing or search out their seed, that they might be revived in another place? Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, O peoples of the earth, stop and consider, and be broken in pieces. For as I have spoken, so I speak. As I have done, so shall it be again. And though you make an uproar, and band together and make for yourselves a name, you shall surely be broken in pieces. Yes, arm yourselves, prepare and come out, stand up and fight. Yet you will surely be broken in pieces. For I am the Lord, and I do not change. Behold, a mournful cry is heard in the midst of every nation, bitter weeping comes forth from the coastlands, and the sound of gnashing teeth breaks out in every corner. For the day of the Lord has come. For the peoples of the earth have forgotten me, the nations have forsaken me, and my own people hate the sound of my voice. Indeed, they refuse to walk in my ways, neither will they receive correction. Therefore, the pangs must increase, the bearing down must come quickly, lest the seed be lost, and the child fail to come forth. For if I do not bring forth, says the Lord, the child shall surely die before seeing the light of day. It is time,